Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is Special Olympics Virginia Polar Plunge time. That's our focus this morning. Rick Jeffrey with Special Olympics Virginia from the Richmond office is here this morning along with Tim and Matt Doyle from Area 11 around here. Guys, good to have you all back to get the group back together this morning.
Good to be back, Ted. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you for having us. Pretty nippy outside, Ted.
It is. I was just going to say, if you guys want to practice, when we take some breaks, if you guys want to just take your shirts off and run around the building or something.
That's me. I'm not doing that.
Matt, how many years now is this for you for being a plunger for down in Virginia Beach? You've done this a number of years.
11 years.
Wow.
Doing a polar plunge as well.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
Rick, you started doing this, this is what, 3 or 4 years now for you?
I've done it probably more than that.
Oh, you have?
But
okay.
Off and on over the years, but I've done it for the last 4 or 5 years. And for most people that don't realize, the polar plunge down in Virginia Beach is a huge event. We'll have 3,500 to 4,000 plungers that'll go in over the 2-day period because we got about 500 to 1,000 school kids that go in on Friday. So, and these guys from the local program here in Fredericksburg go in on Saturday, raising money for the local program. But it's a huge event for the Virginia Beach area. It drives about $10 million on the economic, on the formula because you would have a ghost town in Virginia Beach generally on the first weekend in February if we weren't down there. And now you got the hotels full, the restaurants and the bars are full. And so that means the staffs are working. And by formula, it's about a $10 million economic driver for the region. So it's a very, very big event, but these guys from Fredericksburg bring a huge group down there and have just done a phenomenal job fundraising for their local program, and it's just been it's a fantastic event. But I will tell you, you were talking about somebody from the Sean Jones, I think, from the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office practicing his plunge in a local pond here the other day, practicing for it. Because all of our law enforcement guys, a lot of them are involved in the plunge. Law enforcement guys, as you know, Ted, and we'll talk about that as we go through the show, raise over $1 million a year for Special Olympics. But these little local bodies of water, rivers and ponds, they are a lot colder than the ocean. The ocean is a little warmer than that. We actually had El Nino a couple of years ago, and the temperature in the water was actually in the 50s. But the water temperature is probably about 43 or 44 when we go in. But you get these little ponds or above ground pools and stuff that they have here.
They've got ice on them and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Tim Doyle with Area 11 around here, it's not too late to raise some money, join the team, and participate.
No, it's not. It's never too late. Our team is Area 11. It's AREA 11, Area 11. So if you go to polarplunge.com and join a team, and it'll ask you to what team you want to join, type in Area 11, and you can join our team and raise some money for our local athletes.
Well, and it's fun, too, to do it as a team, I would think.
It is great to do it as a team. I mean, our team has grown over the years, and the polar plunge. The one thing I always say about the polar plunge is very seldom does fundraising and fun come in the same sentence. But the polar plunge is a lot of fun. I mean, on the beach, there's people dressed in costumes, and there's bands, and there's concerts, and there's food vendors. It's like a big Mardi Gras on the beach. So our team has a lot of fun that weekend.
And again, just type in Area 11. Go to Special Olympics VA.org.
It's www.polarplunge.com.
Okay, you go to that website.
Right.
Okay, go to the Polar Plunge website.
It'll ask you to join the Virginia Beach Polar Plunge, and then it asks you if you want to join a team. And then a box will pop up where you type in Area 11, and it'll allow you to join our team, come down and have some fun that weekend.
Boy, Rick, this grows every year. I mean, this started as just a few people wanting to raise some money for Special Olympics, and I look at it's a 2-day event now, and it really has become something.
Yeah, you know, the um, and the Yeah, polarplunge.com is where you go to. That's a kind of a proprietary website for us. If you were to go to SpecialOlympicsVA.org, you can link to the Polar Plunge through our main website and get to the same place. And then you want to go in there and type in Area 11 if you're from up in this area, Fredericksburg. And you can always call 1-800-932-GOLD, 932-G-O-L-D with an 800 area code. You can always call our office and get a number. They can tell you how to get hooked up. But it's funny, you know, 27 years ago, or 26 or 7 years ago, a guy named Jim McDivitt, was a guy that belonged to the Adventure Club East down in the Hampton Roads area. And Jim was a Vietnam vet. He flew helicopters in Vietnam. And they had a group called the Adventure Club. And they would rappel at Seneca in West Virginia. And they would go to the South America and do river rafting. And they would do all of these things all over the world. And they called us and said, you know, we're going to do this thing called the Polar Plunge, and we've got about 30 people, and we've raised a little money, and we're going to go in the ocean, and it's going to be I think it might have even been in January at the time. And we think Special Olympics is great. We're going to give you the money, so if you guys show up, we'll donate the money to you. And we went down there, and it was 30 men and women. They were on the beach. They had all these blankets around them. All of a sudden, they flew the blankets off. They ran in the ocean. They ran back out, and they handed us a shoebox that had $10,000 in it. Now, that's how the whole thing started, you know, 26 or 7 years ago. Now you've got 3,500 to 4,000 folks that plunge on Saturday. You'll have 500 to 700 school kids in the Cool School Challenge on Friday who plunge. It did almost $1.2 million on the one day down there. You have local programs. Probably, I think, half of the local programs in the state now use it as a collaborative fundraising opportunity and actually do fundraise and raise money for the local program, but actually have fun. Tim's group is the largest of the teams down there. And it's a whole 3-block-long festival on the beach, Ted. It starts at about 29th and goes up to about 32nd Street. So it's about 3-block-long festival. You've got a tent that you could probably play football under on the beach. We understand it's supposed to be the largest tent on the East Coast anywhere in the U.S. during the course of the year. It's got bands. It's got vendors. It's got a new thing this year that's called the Marketplace. It's got a lot of places you can go in there and you can buy anything from local vendors in there. It's also got ice carving. It's got sand sculptures. It's got a kids inflatable area. There's at 8 o'clock in the morning, there's a 4-miler, along the boardwalk. There's also a 1-mile fun run. And there's also a splash and dash. If you're so inclined in the morning at 8 a.m., you can run a mile, come back and dive into an above ground pool, for the little chili dip and splash and dash. So there's a lot of things that go on starting, on February the 2nd with noon. School kids have their own plunge, and then starting at 8 o'clock with the runs, and then about 10 o'clock, the whole festival kicks up on the beach, and it goes till 2 where the plunge is. And it's a phenomenal, phenomenal community event, and it draws people from all over the state, not only local programs like Tim's group here in Fredericksburg, but it just draws people from all over the state that come and plunge. You know, there's a big transient military population down in the Hampton Roads area. A lot of Navy people down there, a lot of military people, and a lot of them plunged when they were in the military, and now a lot of them come back from across the country to plunge because they did it when they were younger. We've had weddings there. We've had all kinds of things over the years, so it's an incredible, incredible community event.
As you talk about it, I mean, you actually make me want to come, and I'm the kind of part I have.
We're not sure you're man enough for it, Ted, because you keep saying this every year. What do y'all think? Hey, are we trying to get Ted to come down there.
Boy,
you got a man up, Ted.
I know. At some point, I do. I've had a number of people working. I mean, I've used every excuse I can come up with, and the latest one was, and somebody pointed out that. And you mentioned that there's not a lot going on this time of year in Virginia Beach, and even the traffic to get down there is not all that bad. It's not like going down to Virginia Beach in the summer.
No, I mean, you can go right in there. You know, we sell out 6 hotels on the oceanfront down there. And that might not even include the one you guys. You guys kind of have your own place, your own hotel that you use because Tim's team is so large. And it's just it's an incredible event. You can get down there. You can see another 10,000 to 15,000 people will show up on February 3rd just to watch the plunge. It's become a huge event, And it's just really, really, really cool. We got some great sponsors on the event. The folks from Virginia Natural Gas, which are the natural gas provider, Jim Kibler and his great crew down there in Virginia Beach sponsor it. SunTrust is a sponsor of ours, not only in Richmond and not only all over the state, but also down there. And Charity Volkman and the great group of SunTrust out in the Norfolk area, they'll be down there. So it's just it involves the corporate community. It involves the service club, Knights of Columbus. Knights of Columbus are with us all throughout the state every year. And we have our basketball championship up here in March, Ted. Knights of Columbus will be part of the opening ceremony. Knights of Columbus has a huge team of fundraisers down there. We'll probably raise in excess of $50,000 that day. So just people from all over come and support Special Olympics. And it's a great opportunity for those of you that are in your listening area to sponsor Area 11, which is the local Fredericksburg Spotsy Stafford King George program. That's your local program. Tim Doyle is here with us today. He's the local program manager, and it is arguably the best run and most effective local program for Special Olympics anywhere in the state of Virginia.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Rick Jeffrey here, president of Special Olympics Virginia. Tim Doyle and Matt Doyle here, Special Olympics Virginia Polar Plunge in Virginia Beach. It's February the 3rd, polarplunge.com, the website, polarplunge.com. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Special Olympics Virginia, our focus this morning. Polar Plunge in Virginia Beach on February 3rd. We're talking about that, and we're going to talk about a whole lot of other things with Special Olympics Virginia. Rick Jeffrey here along with Tim Doyle and Matt Doyle. Tim, the coordinator for Area 11. How many do you have going down so far? It's over. Usually, I know it's generally you send over 50 down to Virginia Beach.
Yeah, last year we had. I want to say last year we were right at about 130 people on our team. We're a little under that right now. So we more than welcome people to come join our team, come down and have fun with us and plunge. Right now, I think our team is about 70 people. But we're doing okay with fundraising still. But we could always use more help. So.
And I know in the past you've been able to fund most of your programs for the year based on what you do with the Polar Plunge.
We have been able to fund our whole program with just what we do with the Polar Plunge. It funds 100% of our program. It's a huge fundraiser for Special Olympics Virginia overall, but for the local programs, I mean, it's a godsend. It's really, really saved us.
Boy, Tim, and what you do locally for people that don't know, I mean, the programs around here, because and Rick mentions it too, that they're so well run. You do a lot of you're involved in the schools and with all kinds of sports over the year, and it's worth checking out and getting involved with.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you know, we could always use volunteers. And I just wanted to mention too, this weekend we have coming up our regional basketball tournament at Brook Point High School on Sunday, January 21st. We could always use volunteers and even just people to come down and cheer our athletes on for our big regional basketball tournament. Again, it's at Brook Point High School this Sunday, the 21st of January, and the games start at 9:30.
Where do those teams come from, Tim?
They're coming from several. We have probably 10, 12 teams from our area here, Area 11. We have some teams coming from Area 23 in Woodbridge. A couple teams are coming from Area 27 in Warrenton. I believe we even have one team coming from Area 26 up in Alexandria. So it's a regional event for us, but we could always use help. So if anybody's interested in some fun basketball this weekend, we'd love to have them.
And that's that Sunday at Brook Point. What time does that start?
The game starts at 9:30. If you're interested in volunteering, we'd like to ask you to maybe get there a little earlier than that, say 8:30, so we can get you assigned to something. But even if you're not interested in volunteering, if you just want to come down and watch some great basketball and be in the stands and cheer the athletes on.
Tell them your website again, Tim. They can go to volunteer for that.
Our website is linked to Special Olympics Virginia's website, so it's www.specialolympicsva.org, and you just go on there and you click on find a local program, type in area or type in this area, Fredericksburg, and it'll bring up all our contact information on who to contact if you're interested in volunteering. It'll have my information. Our regional director, Allie Barnard's information is on there, how to contact her. So, yeah, it's www.specialolympicsva.org.
Boy, I know Special Olympics for your family, especially you and Matt have just have traveled the world together, doing a lot, being able to do a lot of things together through Special Olympics.
Yeah, Matt's obviously the main reason I got involved with Special Olympics, but it has kind of consumed our life and our family a little bit. And you know, I say I have the best job in the world. I get to every weekend go to these great events where our athletes are competing and having fun and I wouldn't want it any other way. So
well, and you've been I don't know how long you and I have known each other a while, and you and Matt have been coming in here a while, and as it turns out, Matt, you're well known everywhere through Special Olympics.
Oh yeah, and I'm also so excited for the polo plunge too, and I can't wait to jump in the Atlantic Ocean with the Miss Team USA Virginia and Miss Team Virginia as well. I would love to get a heads up that our local Torch One console for the first time are doing the polo plunge this year in Virginia Beach. So they have their own hotel, and we're going to all go to polo plunge for the Torch One console as well for the first time ever.
Okay, well, that's exciting. Good stuff.
It is.
Well, Rick, the polar plunge, what it does for Special Olympics, what it does to bring communities together, and you think of Area 11 and how that has drawn this community together. It's a great thing.
Yeah, anybody that goes on the website to see how they can either support Tim's team or how they can volunteer on the basketball tournament coming up. If you forget the number 11, you can always find it on the local programs under the Fredericksburg or Stafford area, so you can find it by locality also. But the Doyles are one of the great families of Special Olympics. I mean, Tim and Matt and Tim's wife Rosie are always around at Special Olympic events. And you know, Matt Doyle is probably one of the best-known special athletes in the state of Virginia.
Yeah.
I mean, he can be down at Virginia Beach, or he can be in Northern Virginia, or he can be down in the Richmond area, and he will know plenty of people. He's been in our Global Messenger program. He's been all over the state and spoken, whether it be law enforcement events, whether it be Special Olympic events or community events. And Matt has just been a great ambassador for us. Matt was the first ever captain of what's called the Special Star Force. We've talked about this before, but I will let folks know again, law enforcement agencies, whether they be sheriff's offices, police departments, Department of Corrections, all over regional jails, all over the state of Virginia, raise over $1 million a year for Special Olympics. And some of those great programs are right here in the Fredericksburg area. David Decatur and his group up in Stafford, or mm-hmm. Dave Nye in Fredericksburg, or Steve Dempsey down in King George. The sheriff before David Decatur, Charlie Jett, who a lot of people still in this community know, Charlie Jett's a wonderful, wonderful person and a great law enforcement officer, started the Special Star Force, which was a cadet group of intellectually disabled young people who functioned as part of the Stafford Sheriff's Office. And they would get experiential work with the Stafford Sheriffs, and they would represent the Stafford Sheriffs. They had the wonderful uniforms, and Matt was the first ever captain of that. Judge Harrison Braxton, who was a circuit court judge here, did the swearing in for the group at the courthouse. And it's really a wonderful program. It's continued under David Decatur. I know that David really wants to get that word out about that even nationally and do more with that than we've done in the past. But the Special Star Force is a great group, and just a lot of great stuff going on here with these folks. You know, you talked about community and family. You know, and Tim can talk about this a little bit too. It's you know, for most of our Special Olympic athletes, the main community that they belong to is their family unit. And when they step outside of the family, there's not all that much stuff for them out there. There's more things for people with disabilities or intellectual disabilities than it used to be. But Special Olympics, Tim, is probably still the largest community outside of the family that any of our athletes have available to them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean And that's one of our biggest things with Special. A lot of our families refer to Special Olympics as Social Olympics because, quite frankly, a lot of our athletes, that's where all their friends. They meet their friends at our games and our meets and stuff like that. And it's what they know. It's our family and friends are part of this organization.
And I guess this show today can also serve for families who could benefit by Special Olympics and may not be involved for one reason or another. Maybe they didn't know that there was an Area 11.
Yeah, and like I said, we've mentioned our website several times. If you're interested in finding out more about Special Olympics, if you could just go to www.specialolympicsva.org and click on find a local program, look up the Fredericksburg region. It has our contact information there, and we'll be more than happy to talk to you and get you started.
Well, how many sports do you play, Matt? Because it's a bunch.
Well, I do basketball, tennis. Our first sport was gymnastics. We just got started on that one. Golf. I'm still a global messenger.
Soccer,
track and field, and with Matt in this Bassett Stolfus Cadet program. I do retire as a captain for 7 years. That was a great moment. We got into our recognition night for us as our cadet. We got recognized for our long program. I want to thank Daryl English, who is known over there as well. So
yeah.
He got a plank on a torch one plank thing for his torch one thing. So he's well known as the torch one console. So we're with Daryl English is the best of luck for his done for us so far with the Polo Plunge and the Torch Run up in Stafford. So I'm so excited.
SpecialOlympicsVA.org, type in Area 11 or Fredericksburg, and it'll get you in touch with Tim's group in Area 11 around here to get involved with the Polar Plunge, polarplunge.com. And that'll give you all the information on what's going on in Virginia Beach on February the 3rd. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about some other things with Special Olympics Virginia. Rick Jeffrey, Tim Doyle, Matt Doyle here this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We are coming up on 830.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
Special Olympics Virginia, our focus this morning, the Polar Plunge coming up in Virginia Beach, February the 3rd. It's February 2nd and 3rd. Events going on the 2nd, but the big plunge is on the 3rd, polarplunge.com. You can check it out there, and if you want to get involved with Area 11 around here, just type in Area 11 and it will get you there. SpecialOlympicsVA.org, the overall website. And again, you can find out more about Area 11 if you go to the SpecialOlympicsVA.org. Just type in Fredericksburg Area 11 and it will get you there. Tim and Matt Doyle from Area 11 here, along with Rick Jeffrey, the president of Special Olympics Virginia. Rick, I know a lot of school programs Special Olympics are involved in all year round, and you have quite a presence in area schools.
We do. School expansion has been a huge piece for us, not just here in this area, but all over the state. You know, Tim has been one of the local programs. Tim Doyle, who's with us here today, been one of the local program managers that has really done a good job of engaging the schools, and especially in Stafford County. But we've got school engagement programs that are big here in Spotsylvania and King George. We have the elementary engagement model, which is called the Little Feet Meet. And that is elementary school. The Little Feet Meet, the Little Feet program is really a lot of movement, running, jumping, kind of sport readiness type of activities. Because, of course, you're talking about starting at two to seven-year-olds with the preschool program and into the first couple of grades. And then you've got the traditional 8 to 11. So your elementary age students are ranging from 2 to 11. And those programs culminate with the Little Feet Meet, where you've got a lot of young Special Olympic athletes that are competing with their unified teammates or their comparably aged non-disabled teammate. Then you go to the middle school, which is the big feet model, a little bit more sport-oriented there. It could be basketball, could still be track and field oriented. And then you go to the high school level, which is called the Champions Together, which is really a partnership with Virginia High School League. And the Spotsylvania schools have really, you know, with Massaponics and Cortland and Chancellor and those schools have really embraced the Champions Together program and have that's a unified track and field team. Unified Sports is a Special Olympic trademarked term that means it's an integrated team model, meaning that the team is made up of half Special Olympic athletes, half non-disabled teammates. They're there as teammates. The interaction and the relationship we have found in Special Olympics between athletes and teammates is different than athletes and volunteers. You actually have a relationship. You're relying on each other. There's equity. You're teammates. You have a common goal. And so those educational programs, Little Feet Elementary, Big Feet Middle, and then Champions to Get the High School, have just been wonderful, wonderful programs for us. We were at a school conference last February. We were the number one program in school expansion in the country. We hope to continue that on. We'll be back in San Antonio at a school conference coming up to see how we're doing. But we'll be in over 500 schools around the state of Virginia with all of those programs by the end of the school year.
Wow, fantastic. And I saw, well, I've seen it firsthand with the integrated teams with basketball. And a few years ago, and I think it was the first time it had been done at the VHSL, the state track meet. And yes. I saw it down in Harrisonburg, and yeah. It was really moving.
Yeah, it's really something. And we the Virginia High School League will do East and West regionals for us moving forward. So they've been a really good partner. And Billy Hahn, who's the new executive director of Virginia High School, I gotta say Billy's the new executive. He's been there probably 15 months. But it takes a year to go through the cycle in any kind of a program like yeah. that. Billy was in our office recently, very excited about the high school programs, and we're expanding those programs. We now have that Champions Together program in over 65 high school programs around the state. We hope that'll be in over 70 by the end of this school year. So really moving forward in all the school stuff. And, the Polar Plunge, the biggest single fundraiser that we have during the course of the year, of course, for Tim and the local program, a local program like Tim can virtually raise enough money to fund their entire program for a year. But the $1.2 million that it raised last year, that supports programs all over the state of Virginia. So it supports our school programs. It supports our community-based programs. And it certainly will support 46 athletes and 18 coaches that we have that are going to go to Seattle in July because we have USA Games coming up this year. And you've got two wonderful athletes from right here in the Fredericksburg area, Monica Brzuski, who's a track and field athlete from Stafford. And then you got a lady that's well known to a lot of folks in this area. Grace Ann Braxton is the number one Special Olympic female golfer in the world. She'll be out in Seattle representing Virginia. We have high performance sports that we're piloting in five sports in Seattle, track and field, swimming, bowling, golf, and tennis. And Grace Ann will be there in the high performance group for golf. And in the high performance program, it's an open competition, and the winner will advance automatically to the World Games, which will be in 2019 in the United Arab Emirates in Abu Dhabi in the Middle East. So a lot of exciting things going on. And the Polar Plunge supports all of these programs, community, school, the travel teams going to world and national games. And so it's a very important day for us on February 3rd down in Virginia Beach.
Again, it's this July in Seattle, the USA Games. I know, Tim, you've been a coach, and you've gone to some of these bigger events as a coach at times.
I have. I coached several years ago at the USA Games in New Jersey, and I'm going back to coach again in Seattle this year as the track and field coach. So I'm very excited about that. But not to mention, I have local athletes. I also have the high performance track athlete on my team, Mr. Marque Trent, who's basically the fastest Special Olympics athlete in the state of Virginia, and I'm excited to be his coach in Seattle this year.
Well, I remember when you went up to New Jersey a few years ago, and what a great experience that was. And just seeing some of the pictures, and it was a great thing.
It was probably one of the best experiences of my life. I mean, it was exhausting. You always hear the expression, it was a marathon, and it is a marathon. But I have to tell you, it was so rewarding.
How long has Matt been involved? How young was Matt when you got him involved with Special Olympics?
Matt started relatively late. I mean, I was in the military, so we would do sporadic Special Olympics activities in different duty stations where I was at. So he's probably been doing Special Olympics in that form since he was 5-6 years old. But we didn't really get into it full time until after I retired and got involved with the local program here in Fredericksburg region. So, but still probably 12, 13 years ago. After I retired, he's been involved pretty actively in all these sports and global messenger stuff and everything. So.
And as outgoing as Matt is, did Special Olympics and global messenger things even help him even more become Or has he always been?
Well, Matthew's always been very outgoing.
Okay.
But the Global Messenger, the Global Messenger program for Special Olympics did help him grow in that, how to communicate to people. You know, so yes, Matthew has – Special Olympics has basically made Matt the man he is today, so –
Well, the Matt he is today, Matt. I was telling you that. I mean, I think the last time I saw you was the Stafford Christmas Parade. Some years you ride with the sheriff. This year you were in the Special Olympics car, second car in the parade instead of the first car in the parade.
Oh yeah, it was fun. We hopefully might come back in the second place again this year. Hopefully we might come back as a second place as we did it before. It was fun last year, but this year it was fun again. It was fun. The kids had fun. All kinds of floats out there. We had our Special Olympics Area 11 cheerleading were there doing their own float and mm-hmm. stuff. The Special Stuffers cadets came out and dressed up in their uniforms, and they had so much fun. And it was really, really cold, huh, Ted? It was really, really cold.
Oh, it was a horribly cold
night.
It was.
And it was so much fun, you know, getting involved with that, not only with Special Olympics. I'm involved with the Special Olympics Law Enforcement Torch Run Council throughout the state of Virginia, and I think that it made me happy and gets me involved with my family, and I'm so proud of Wick and Dale and Dale Inglis as well. So I'm very proud of it. I'm involved with that too.
Well, one of the things we always talk about, Rick, is what Special Olympics provides is just as far as it's health care at a lot of these events and through the year. And that's something that until you started coming in and talking about it, I didn't realize that Special Olympics is way more than the events themselves.
Well, it's a very simple formula, Ted, for your listeners to remember. What we're trying to do at Special Olympics is get our athletes to be healthier and fitter with a chance to get better and win. And when we say healthier and fitter, we mean, you know, through the sport programs and through the health initiatives that we'll talk about in a second here that we offer, make them better so that when they're on the playing field, they have an opportunity to be better. But it's not just about the playing field. We want them to be healthier and fitter so that when they're in school, they're better. So that when they're in the community, they're better. So that when they're in the workplace, I mean, Matt works at the Marine Corps Museum up here. And so when they're in the workplace, that they're better. So it's healthier, fitter, chance to get better and win on the playing field and off the playing field. But yes, we spend the year at a lot of our local program events and our state tournaments around the state trying to identify and diagnose and do some diagnostics on Special Olympic athletes and try to identify where are athletes that we have in some of these local programs that are really marginalized with regard to health care. Not every Special Olympic athlete is as lucky as Matt Doyle, who we're sitting here today. He's got a mom and dad who take really good care of him, make sure he gets regular doctor trips, regular dentist trips. Although I think Matt visits the optometry center every year down at Summer Games, okay? But when you come to the Summer Games in June at the University of Richmond, we'll have an entire $500,000 health center set up there. We have an entire dental center. There'll be probably somewhere between 15 and 20 dental chairs that are set up. You've got some of the best dentists in Richmond. We partner with the Virginia Dental Foundation and the Missions of Mercy. We're the only group in the country, although because we have been able to network with Arizona and Wisconsin and get them involved with Missions of Mercy out in the western and midwestern parts of the country, they're going to begin. We're the only group so far that has been doing invasive dental procedures. Most groups come in and they'll do a dental examination. They'll give the athlete a referral to take to their dentist. But if the athlete hadn't been to the dentist in 10 years, the referral is not going to do them a lot of good because a lot of our athletes are very marginalized with access to health care. So down in Richmond, we're actually pulling teeth. We're filling cavities. We're doing invasive dental procedures. People say to me, how can you do – Summer Games supposed to be fun. And you have some guy come in and you drill on his teeth and fill a cavity. But when a girl comes up to you, Ted, at the celebration on Saturday night, at the closing ceremony, the victory celebration, and she says, it's the first time in 10 years that my mouth is not hurt, that is a significant life improvement.
Yeah.
We have a whole optometry center. Matthew visits that optometry center every year and gets a new pair of glasses, down there.
Oh, yeah.
And so all of our athletes that are at Summer Games can come and go to the dental center, optometry, audiology center that's done by the great audiology department out at James Madison. We have a whole Fun Fitness. We have physical therapists there that will give you a fitness assessment. We have one of our great coaches, Wade Crawford, down there that does a whole special SO Get Fit or Special Olympics Get Fit program down there. So you can come in and do fitness, get a fitness assessment, get an optometry exam, get a new pair of glasses ground for you by the group at National Optronics out of Charlottesville. You can go to the dental center and get your cavity filled, and you can go to the audiology center. We even will work with people to be able to get them access to hearing aids if they need that. So it's a really, really phenomenal. We'd like to expand that maybe to nail and skin care, because you got a lot of sun damage and a lot of folks, of our guys that are out in the sun a lot. We want to make sure that we don't have melanomas and things like that. So we have a lot of things that we're trying to expand as we move forward. And to this day, we're the only group in the country that will bring Special Olympic athletes into summer games in June solely to go to the health center. They're not playing softball or swimming or bowling or track and field like the other 1,500 athletes. They are just coming in to go to the health center because the statistics show that 64% of people with intellectual disabilities either need glasses or new ones. 37% have some form of preventable tooth decay, which is a precursor to other diseases like diabetes and heart disease. And so we're just trying to do our part to create an opportunity for health care access for some of our athletes who are very marginalized throughout the year.
Well, Rick, both you and Tim, you talk about just Tim. You talk about the family aspect of what Special Olympics is. This is you add the medical component. Just there's so much there. There's so much good that happens every year with Special Olympics.
Oh, there
Virginia.
Is. It's just phenomenal. I was blown away when they really started doing this a few years ago. When you just walk into the area where they have all these dental chairs set up, where they have the lines of athletes going to get their eyes checked, their ears checked, that it's so. You know, you can come that weekend, get all that done, and win a gold medal if you want. I mean, but obviously, Rick said we also bring athletes in who are not competing that particular weekend just to get the health care, because it is so needed by many of our athletes.
Area 11 is what you can get involved in around here. And Rick, you mentioned earlier the 1-800-932-GOLD number for the office down in Richmond. If someone wants to just call the office and find out how they can become involved statewide or involved in some of these events.
Absolutely. You can go on the website at SpecialOlympicsVA.org. It can link you into – if you are anywhere in the state of Virginia – now, you're kind of a Fredericksburg King George group here that your listeners are in. But you can go on the website and you can tie right into the local program and you can sign up to volunteer. If you want to sign up and register your child as a Special Olympic athlete, whether your child is a young kid – 2 to 7 in the young athlete program or 8+ in the traditional Special Olympic program, you can sign up and get your young child or your adult child involved in Special Olympics. Because again, Special Olympics not only provides the health, it provides the sport, it provides the social interaction, but it provides a great support group for our a network group for our family members. I know that you know, with the piloting that we've done in the high performance, we just came off a 3-day tennis tournament in Charlottesville at the Boris Head, where we had the top 32 Special Olympic tennis players from around the country, and 3 of them from Virginia and 29 from states as far away as California and Texas and Massachusetts and Florida. So they come from all over the country. And the parents of those athletes, almost all of them come into this tournament, and they would tell you that they have met so many friends from other states that they communicate with throughout the year, either on Facebook or on Instagram or through social media, that, again, Special Olympics, as Tim said earlier, is not only Special Olympics, but it's also a very, very social community, networking for our Special Olympic athletes with each other, but also a great support community for our families. You know, the people in this community need to know the 24/7 job that it is to be a Special Olympic parent. You and I don't know this, Ted. We don't have special needs children. And I got a great piece of advice years ago when I came to this organization was I had a parent tell me, never tell me you know how I feel. So I would try never to say that to Tim Doyle. But I will tell you that Tim Doyle is one of the heroes of Special Olympics, because the real heroes of Special Olympics, you know, the Matt Doyles who are here with us today, or the Grace Ann Braxtons, or the other great athletes that we have out there in this community, they are who they are. But the parents are the real heroes of Special Olympics, and really, really provide an incredible opportunity for their Special Olympic child, but they also provide a great support work for each other and network for each other, because I think the experience of being a special needs parent, although many of our parents, like Tim Durrell, would tell you, he wouldn't trade Matthew Duell for anything in the world. Yeah. And it's phenomenal to hear them say that, but they're the real heroes of Special Olympics.
SpecialOlympicsVA.org, type in Area 11, and you can get involved with Area 11 around here and Tim and Matt Doyle. Tim and Matt here, along with Rick Jeffrey, the president of Special Olympics Virginia. We'll wrap it up. We'll talk again about getting involved with the Polar Plunge that's coming up February 3rd in Virginia Beach when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFE.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Special Olympics Virginia this morning. And before we get out of here, and we'll wrap it up in just a second, we'll talk again about the Polar Plunge. Rick Jeffrey, Tim Doyle, and Matt Doyle here this morning. One of the things, and we'll do a whole show on this at some point this year, Rick, is Sheriff Dempsey and King George involved with in a leadership position this year with Special Olympics.
Yeah, Steve Dempsey has been the sheriff in King George for a number of years, and he's got one of his great officers, a guy named Rod Schreiber, who's terrific. And Rod kind of is the liaison and the touch point for a lot of the activity that goes on in King George. But Steve Dempsey has really gotten involved in Special Olympics. He's gotten involved in the local program with the communities, with the YMCA. And Steve Dempsey this year will be the statewide chairman of the Special Olympics Law Enforcement Torch Run. He has a goal of $1.3 million to raise during the course of this year. And Steve is just a wonderful guy. He has really gotten involved. He is he has reached out to sheriffs all over the state of Virginia. I know one of the things he wants to do besides increase the fundraising is he also wants to increase the number of agencies that are involved, both police departments and sheriff departments. So maybe later in the year, if we do another show, we get Steve to come in and talk a little bit about the law enforcement effort, because law enforcement men and women all over through a series of grassroots fundraising events raised $1.25 million for Special Olympic Virginia athletes, and it's just a phenomenal, phenomenal thing.
We will definitely do that around Torch Run time, just to talk about that. It's Polar Plunge time, and again, Tim, not too late, and around here, get involved with Area 11. You'll meet some great people. You'll meet some great athletes like Matt here, and I would say, what's so hard about jumping into the ocean? But I haven't done it yet.
Well, you know, and it's if I certainly understand if jumping in the ocean is not your thing in February. Certainly understand that. But even if you're not interested in coming down to the beach and plunging with us, maybe consider supporting one of my teammates by going to www.polarplunge.com. Look up Team Area 11 and maybe support one of my teammates with a donation. That would certainly be much appreciated.
It's great. I've seen a bunch of kids around the area this year wearing the Polar Plunge sweatshirts or things that they bought last year. You said you're just under 100 people going down this year, and there's still time to get involved.
Absolutely time. And again, just go to www.polarplunge.com, join Team Area 11, come down to Virginia Beach and plunge with us on February 3rd.
You looking forward to it, Matt?
Oh, yes. Now I'm with the ladies. Oh, yeah.
Well, I would expect nothing less from you. And would you say this is year 11 for you for plunging?
Oh, yes. It is 11th year for me. And, you know, I can't wait. All the athletes to be there. And I know all the fun stuff. And I can't wait to plunge. There's a lot of great people. And I think it's going to be a great program. So thank you, Ted, for everything you've done for me. So thank you so much.
Always good to have you here, Matt. You're never here too much. Basketball tournament this weekend.
Yes, our regional basketball tournament at Brook Point High School on the 21st of January, which is this coming Sunday. The game starts at 9:30. We'd love to have some people come out and cheer the athletes on, or if you're interested in volunteers, we could always use help as referees and people to help serve lunch and things like that. Again, 21 January, this coming Sunday at Brook Point High School.
Again, SpecialOlympicsVA.org, type in Area 11, and you'll get all the information on in teaming up with Tim Doyle in Matt Doyle. Anything else we've missed here, Rick? I think this is good
big,
stuff.
Big year, Ted. You got the fundraising with the law enforcement going on all year. Steve Dempsey and King George is the statewide chair this year. You got national games coming up in July. You got two great athletes and some coaches from Fredericksburg going. Local programs. Nobody does it better than Area 11, which is the group that Tim chairs. SpecialOlympicsVA.org. Go on there. Hunt down Area 11. Get involved. You got school initiatives. You got health initiatives. And on February 3rd, we're going to raise over $1 million at the Polar Plunge. You can be a part of it. You can access it through polarplunge.com and then go on Area 11, join their team. Nobody does it like them. Plunge in the ocean and raise some money for Special Olympics Virginia.
Rick Jeffrey, Tim Doyle, Matt Doyle, thank you so much. Good luck plunging. We'll see you with basketball
in
about a month.
Thank you, Ted.
Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.